Welcome back, everybody, to another round of Bite Size English with Matt. I hope you guys had a fun night yesterday for St. Patrick's Day, or if you stayed in and were responsible, good on you. That's good too. But let's just get right into our topic today. So today is just a bit of a review. Let's recap the last week when we were talking about emotion. Okay, so we had a bit of an emotional week, which is very bad joke. Just talking about all the different emotions that we can express. So we have not just the words happy, sad, angry, scared, and disappointed. We had other words to describe things beyond those five basic words, okay? So we're going to cover a little bit of that today. And then we're also going to cover more emotions later on down the road, so on maybe in a future month or two, come back and we'll do some more emotions. But that's just what I want to cover this for this week. So let's go back and let's talk about a few of the vocabulary words that we did learn this week for the five different emotions that we talked about. So first emotion that we talked about back on Monday was happiness. So the feeling of being happy. So we didn't cover too much in the vocabulary sense that way, but we did talk about the word joy. So we use the word joy rather than the word happiness to describe maybe something more for children, or maybe for more for situations, right? Or maybe even for happy events, right? So we had, for example, it was a joy. There was a lot of joy at a wedding, right? That's generally a day of joy. And then for the second day, on Tuesday, we talked about sadness. So we had a couple different words we could use to describe sadness rather than using the word sad. We could say a person was blue, or we could say that a person was down. These were both ways to say that they were unhappy. And we also had the more extreme version of the word depressed as well. And then we talked about as well sad as an insult, meaning disappointing or pathetic. And so that was a different topic for that day. Make sure that you guys go back and listen to that one, but we're not going to talk too much about that today. And then when I talked to Thomas on Wednesday, we talked about the phrase being let down. So again, let's talk about that one really quickly. I just want to make sure that one's very clear for everybody. So let down can be a noun, meaning a situation or of something that someone does that makes you feel disappointed. So I can use that in an example, like I went to the beach yesterday, but it was a bit of a letdown. Why? Why was it a letdown? I said, well, it started to rain, don't you remember? So that was really disappointing, right? So that's how we can say the situation was a letdown. Or I can use it as a verb, meaning yesterday she really let me down. She didn't do what I asked her to do, and so she let me down. I felt disappointed. Okay, so those are the two different ways we can use the phrase let down instead of just using the word disappointed all the time. Okay, next we had the word, we talked about anger on Thursday. So remember, we have lots of different ways to talk about anger. We had the word mad rather than the word angry. And then we had lost the temper or a short temper. And then we also had the word furious, which is an extreme adjective for angry. So remember, there's lots of different ways we can talk about anger. And then for scary, we had a few different synonyms, but they were a little bit different. So we had the one, we had spooky and eerie, which means a situation which makes you feel uncomfortable, but more in a monster sort of way, like there's monsters or ghosts or vampires. So not really, or maybe you're in a fog that might feel spooky. But we also have the word terrifying, which is an extreme adjective for scary. So if something's terrifying, it's very, very scary. I use the example of being face to face with a dangerous animal. That's always very scary. Startling is when someone jumps out at you, makes you feel scared just for a moment, very quick, and then it goes away. And then we also have the word nervous, meaning feeling uneasy about something you had to do in the future or something you had to do now at that time. So maybe if someone's talking, you could say he sounds very nervous. So if I am talking like this and I don't really feel very confident, then that is somebody that sounds very nervous, not very confident. Okay, so those were some of the words that we looked at. And so when we talk about these different adjectives, we have the very basic verbs we can use. We can feel these verbs. So we can feel happy, or we can feel terrified. We have to be, so I can be furious. We can look blue or depressed or disappointed. And then we can seem disappointed, which is similar to look. Both look and seem means I don't know. I look at somebody and the feeling that I get from them is how they are. And then the other two verbs we have, we can make somebody or somebody can make us feel something. To make, all right? Or I can make. So, for example, that makes me very happy. Being able to teach you guys makes me very happy. We also have the emotional nouns. They're less common, but we use the words have to talk about the emotional nouns. So just to go through it very quickly, happiness or joy for the first day. We had sadness, anger, fear, and disappointment. These are the different nouns that we can use, and we can say I to have it, or we can... So it shows more of a possession, something that you have inside. But they have various different meanings, but we generally don't use them as a noun. We generally talk about these different words as adjectives to describe a person's feeling. Okay? And then we had some idioms or some different phrases that we talked about throughout the week. So I just wanted to highlight a couple different ones for you guys today, just to kind of wrap up the week here. So we had we'll go backwards. On Friday, we had the phrase butterflies in your stomach. So let's talk about that one really quickly. Butterflies, they flap around, they have the wings. So it's that feeling of that kind of fluttery feeling. Flutter is another word for the motion of a wing. When butterflies move their wings, they flutter. So it's that feeling of kind of up and downness in your stomach. And so we say butterflies in your stomach. That's where that comes from. Okay. Then on Thursday, we didn't really have a lot of idioms. We just wanted to talk about anger. So, but we did have the one idiom, blood boiling or hot blooded. So when you get angry, you feel your temperature will go up. Your blood temperature will feel like it's rising. You're getting hotter. And so if a person is hot blooded, it means they're very quick to anger. They can become very angry very quickly. They have a short temper. So we can use that in a quick example. That man over there, he seems a bit hot blooded. I don't know. He might be very nice, but I don't know for sure. I say, oh wow, he seems very hot blooded. I say, yeah, he's a bit hot blooded. He loses his temper quite a bit. And then on Wednesday, when I was talking to Thomas, we had the phrase fall short. So it's not much of an idiom, but it's the idea of when you have a understanding of how you think something will happen. So maybe you think it's going to be very, very, very good, but it doesn't meet your expectation. So you think one way, but it's a little bit less than what you think. Then we say fall short. So for example, a very practical way we can talk about this. Maybe you expect to make a certain amount of money at your job for a month, and maybe you don't have the performance that you want, and so you fall a little short. So you make a little less money if you're working in sales, for example. So let's say in sales you want to try and make 10 sales in 1 week, but you only sell seven. You only make 7 sales in that week. So you can say he fell short. You fall short of your goal. So that's a way we can use that as well. And that generally creates a feeling of disappointment. So that's how we tie that into disappointment. Now on Tuesday, when we talked about sad, the word sad, we didn't use a lot of idioms, but we did use the other meaning of sad. So hashtag sad, like I described to you guys, of meaning something pathetic or something that's a bit of a failure. So I use the example when you're talking about sports, because I love sports. So you can say that was a sad game. Means it doesn't make you cry. It means that your team didn't do very well. That was a bit sad. That was a bit sad, wasn't it? Yeah, it's sad. That's pretty sad. Okay. And then finally for happy, because I love this one a lot, we had the phrase happy as a clam, and all it means is just means very happy. Okay. We have other phrases to mean happy as well, but maybe not best for today. But we did have that lovely phrase, happy as a clam, just to mean something that's very, very happy, okay? So that's pretty much it for the emotional week today, this week. We're going to cover something new starting tomorrow. I'm going to keep it a bit of a surprise for you guys, so I want you guys to tune in tomorrow. Make sure you guys bright and early for the podcast. Always, please do send me an email. I love talking to you guys. I've had some great emails in already. Just send us an email to bitesizedenglish@gmail.com. I'm happy to for comments, questions. If you guys have something you'd like me to cover, I'm happy to go through a topic. I'll schedule it for down the road. It won't be right away. It'll be for probably in a week or two's time, and we'll talk about that on the podcast. And if you want to be on the podcast, like Thomas was on Wednesday, send me an email. We'll have to discuss it, and I can try and line up an interview with you guys. Okay. Otherwise, that's it for me today. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.